I want to thank the, we're still looking for sponsors, but in place of no sponsors, partial sponsor, Uri.
Oh, yeah?
Uri Jacobs and knew anybody else. All right, everybody will give money and to the firm. I want to thank
Marcus.
Yeah, I want to thank Larry and of course Kenny for their donation of this quasi suda, as we'll learn tonight. We'll get to all the different inyanim. I hope to promise. And this tonight's year, I do promise that tonight's year will be the first year that I'm giving in my life that I actually might go to jail for. We'll find out why later. This is serious stuff. This is U.S. jail. This is serious stuff, everybody. Before we begin, though, so we were last week when we spoke about having a suda. So of course there's a machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch and Tof Resh Ayin about having a suda. The halacha said in Siman Yud Beis, from Siman Tof Resh Ayin, Sif Yud Beis, Rivoi HaSudas Shemarabim Bahem Heim Sudas Rishas. As opposed to Purim, where there's of course a Chi of Suda Mamish, the Chi of Suda on Chanukah is different because the Hatzolah was a Hatzolah not of the Guf, but Hatzolah in the Neshama. As we know, of the day, the Goyim wanted to kill the Jewish people, and of course the time of Ahasuerus, the time of Haman HaRasha, they wanted to kill them. Therefore, there's a chi of suda of that nisim in the flows. However, when it came to the nes of Chanukah, it was a different nes. The Hatzolah was that of Hatzolah of, nowadays we also call Hatzolah Nefashos. That Rachmanu Litzlan, as we know, they wanted to Hellenize the people. They wanted them to convert, and it would have been an oy vavoy if that would have happened. The Chener Ramah comments, and he says the Yeshom and Ketzat Mitzvah Beribay Suda. So basically, mostly Achronim learn out there's only a Ketzat of a Mitzvah, and therefore he's nervous, and he says Mishum Sheba Osen Hayamun Heim Chanukas Mizbeah. So he even gives a different reason, the Ramah. The Ramah says that, no, so maybe we should have a Suda because this is the same timing as Chanukah and Mizbeach. We know it was postponed to this time because it's a fortuitous time because we know we read the Parshas in the Siyam, and therefore that's the reason. And he says, but just in case, Noagim Lomar Zmiros Mishbachos B'Shuras Shemavarchem. If you're going to have a Suda, so you just sing Shiras Mishbachos. What's even on a higher level, obviously, is to have Torah. So this is my segue to the Shir, to start the Shir. So when we first spoke about, should we have a strikl suda in somebody's house, is it appropriate? So the truth is, it's very, very appropriate. It's appropriate for a few reasons. It's appropriate in mitzad, what our suda is. This is a suda's Torah. This is the holiday of Torah. Chanukah is the holiday of Torah because of the fact, as we know, the mesiras nefesh, as we'll learn by the possibility of the minig of dreidel, that they mamasha were mesir nefesh, they were going to be killed if they learned Torah. So we have to show the mesiras nefesh of Torah, and we should have a suda over it. And certainly once a year, even though every week we have food, but once a year we should dafka take pause, and we should have a grace of suda to remind ourselves of what we're doing every single Tuesday night. And I think even more than that, and this is specifically why I think it's nice to have it in somebody's house, and quite specifically to have it in the home of Larry and Julie Farkas. The suda that we're commemorating, so it's an interesting idea. It's a suda of Torah, as we say. So apparently the Rav, they say over in the name of the Rav, that we know there's a chi of Psumei Nisa, very similar to Chanukah and Purim. But in fact, the Rav said it's different. The chiyuv on Chanukah is one where it's mamish pursuing nisa. Everybody should see it. Ad yotzei regel min hashuk applies to the Gentiles. When do they end their work? Everybody should see the nisa min haflos. Some want to be machmir, i.e. Lubavitch, and they mamish want everybody to see, right? So they want to put it up here, they want to put it up there, they want to put it up in Seattle, they want to put it up on a fair lawn. I, pursuing nisa, is even more important. That's really what the sheet is, by the way. Halacha l'maisa, lighting, the whole question becomes, should I lie closer to the window if I live in a town with mamish no Jews? It could be. There are shitas that say, yeah, even for Goyim there's a pursuing nisa. Whereas Purim is an indoor pursuing nisa, the pursuing nisa of the Jewish people. But as we'll see, the focal point of the minhage, Chanukah, revolve around something so beautiful, and that of course is chinuch for the children. We're going to see the idea, and hopefully we'll look in Lamed Schus, on the idea of presence, the idea of dreidel, even the idea of having latkes, is surrounded, or French fries, is surrounded around the fact that it is extremely important to be mechanech our children. During the holiday of Chanukah, what better way to be mechanic them than showing them the love and the importance of Torah? That's the importance of getting up from a base medrash, getting up from a shul that normally has a shiur and going to somebody's house. Because you're showing the chashivas of the Torah. Sometimes our children don't understand what we do. They don't know where we're going. They don't know, what's exactly going on. So then to dafka go into someone's home during the time of Yevonim Yinikbetsu Alai, for the Torah that was usher for us to learn and to have the pleasure of learning the Torah, so that is so important. And the truth is that it's not just the idea, but we have to bring over to our children. It's hard enough to be mechanich them. You know, the lashon of Chanukah has the word chinuch in it. So it's hard enough, but also the idea of what it has to be. in Y&J was the Yehuda Cantor. So of course the famous song, everybody became so popular. I did it, I, right? So most people don't know, how does the song start? It doesn't start I did it, I.
Lulei Sarasa.
Oh, Lulei Sarasa, Shashua. You win. You win another hamburger. Lulei Sarasa, Shashua. That the Torah should be Shashua. What does Shashua mean? What is Shashua? So, in modern Hebrew, right, Shashua is a rattle, right? It's a baby toy. So the Torah should be a baby toy. What's going on here? Ah, yeah, that's exactly what it should be. It should be pleasant and lovely to you as a toy, as if it's a plaything. If the children see, especially during the holiday of Hanukkah, the importance and the beauty of Torah, so that's the only way that they're going to take it over. No, this is something that my Tati loves, my Abba, my father, whatever you want to call him, that's something that I want to be involved in. And that's what we commemorate, and that's why Dafka, to have it at this home. I apologize for embarrassing you, giving you a shtickle hespeh, and a hespeh and a Hanukkah, but you've done a tremendous amount for this year, and I don't think you know what you've done, and I didn't know until most recently. The people who take out the CDs, I hear all the time, people taking out the CDs, okay, we have to be a little bit more up to date on some of the CDs, you know, get back up to date, but that's a tremendous thing. Right? You don't realize it. You put out a CD, you think, you know, it's just nice colors. People really listen to it. People come up to me and they say in the car, they listen to it. It's an unbelievable thing to give a Torah that way. and your wife as well, to be able to host this in the shiur room that she attends, and the feedback I know she gives to the Adult Education Committee all the time. So that's Torah Shashua. That is the beauty of Torah. As a segue to this, we can start our shiur now. This same Ramah that we just learned. So the Ramah says like this. So I find this to be unbelievable. So we know that we have this minach hakadmonim, to have latkes, to have jelly donuts, oil, mahadrim and mahadrim. But what's interesting is, even though there's a possibility that there's no chiyuv of the suda, the Ramah does mention one thing. The Ramah says, yesh omrim, there are those that say, sheyesh la'ochel gavina b'chanukah. Everybody already washed and had meat, right? Okay, good. So he says, yesh omrim sheyesh la'ochel gavina b'chanukah. Lefi she'aneis nasa b'cholav. We all know this idea. This is an idea we learned as children. The famous Yehudas, we're going to see a beautiful word on that. She'achila Yehudas es ha'oyev. So he quotes in the name of the Kolbo and the Ran, early sources, that there is a minhag to have a suda of gavina, to have a milchika suda on Chanukah, to commemorate the Nes. Yehudas, as we know, she actually was Yehudas and Miriam, we don't know so much about Miriam, was her Shivcha, they were able to get the enemy so drunk through what? Interesting, through Cholov, right? This is a hard thing to understand. So for me, it's not hard. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra that says Cholov is Meshakeh, that Cholov can cause a person to get drunk. What does that mean? So I never understood it until Rav Aaron Salvechik explained it. Rav Aaron Nebuch, in his time, so he had tremendous amounts of surgery. When he was paralyzed, he had a lot of surgeries. And one of these surgeries was they had to take out a lot of his intestines. He believes it was because when he was recovering, so there was a new doctor in Chicago, there was a new doctor that was treating him, and he was a Chinese doctor. And he told him there's a special medicine if he takes it to work with all of his patients to Rivera always felt that he would be cured 100%. He was paralyzed, left side of his body was paralyzed, he always thought he would be cured. So he said this has worked so well. So he was very weak. He didn't ask right away, what is this medicine? It turns out that the medicine was bugs, to eat bugs, certain type of bugs. And he said, that's the reason why I was punished and they took out half my intestines. But one of the things that happened because of that, he couldn't have any dairy products. And any time he would have dairy products, he said he would get sicker. Right? It's apparently a medical fact. There's a certain enzyme, if it doesn't produce properly, can make somebody sicker. So this is what happened in this time Okay, we don't understand it 100%. So we see that there's a chiyuv. So if you think this is just a minhag, this is probably one of the strongest minhagim of Chanukah. The Beis Yosef, that really the Rama gets this from the Beis Yosef and his own Daki Moshe quotes this. This is in the Shelos of Truvus of the Marshal. His lashon is mitzvah l'smoach b'Chanukah v'nahagu l'echol gvina. Right. This is what the custom is. We just quoted the Knesset Hagdola. Knesset Hagdola quotes it. How can we not quote the Sefer of Chaim Palagi? We always like to quote him. Mori Kolchai quotes this as well. Levush says sheyesh l'echol gvina. The interesting thing is, so why is this not popular today? So the Melamed Schus on this, why it's not so popular, is based on the Chai Adam. Chai Adam's lashon in Siman Kuf Nun Gimel is as Kuchum and Dalit is as follows: L'chein Noagim Ketzaf L'ochol Tavshu Cholah B'Chanuk. There are those who are Noag. So the Ketzaf, because the Shulchan Aruch also says this lashon. That so the question is, what is this lashon of Ketzaf? So because of that, the Sefer Zehav Shulchan, so he says that because it's only a Zecher, so we're knowing to do it at least one day, we should have a Suda. So the Chassidim take this very seriously. The Sanzerov, the Divrei Chaim, is quoted in their Minhagim, Sefer Minhagim, Achor Hadlokas Neiros, the Rebbe Hayayoshev im HaChassidim L'Sudas Chala. Right after this, I don't know if they seem to be every day. And it's interesting, the Minhagi Spinka says no, that they would do Sudas Arev Shal Gvina, whereas the Munkach, the Minchas Alozer, Sudas Hayom, but right, that we could tolerate, right? Sudas Hayom, that they would have a lunch would always be a Milchus Golas. But there were others that said it should only be done once. It should be done once in Chanukah, at least to remember the Nes. So I can't agree more. So the beautiful idea, tonight we'll be quoting a lot of B'nai Yisoskar. So if you want, we joked about singing Chassidish, you can't get more Chassidish. B'nai Yisoskar is such, B'nai Yisoskar I should say, I always say Yisoskar, is such an unbelievable sefer. One thing I wish, one day Hashem should grant me Parnassa that I'll have a lot of money, so I want someone to translate B'nai Yisoskar in English, because unfortunately we don't get the completeness. It's a very, very hard statement. I think that's why it hasn't been put in English, is because it's very, very difficult. Aspi Kavala, he was an unbelievable giant. He was the nephew of the famous Rav Elimelech of Lezhinsk. He was born in 1783, he died in 1843. He was a Talmud of the Choyzer Lublin, and one of the reasons why it's called the B'nai Yisoskar is because the Choyzer said of him that he has sparks of Yisoskar, the actual Yisoskar. He saw that in him. And he writes on Kabbalah, he's mamish unbelievable. So Rabbi Elimelech Abdunov, so he has this unbelievable pshat over here. What's the reason why we have Cholov? He says as follows. This is in Maimer Chodesh Kislev. Kislev Tevis, really. Maimer Gimel. So here he says in Simon Ben Beis, why is it the Rama tells us we should have it? I'll pee the Kolbo. No, Gim Lechol Machli Cholov B'Chanukah. Why? So he says, Ki lo dava reku. This is not just something that we do. Chas v'shalom. Minirali. By the way, his Yisod, the B'nai Yisoskar Sod, is to explain why our beautiful Menhagim, right? And he does it in such a beautiful way, just the one that comes offhand that he says. So he says that, and a lot of connections, everything's connections to Mashiach, let's see by Dreda. So he says by fish, what's the minhag to have fish on Shabbos? So shtickle is a minhag, some people have a minhag to have it by all three meals, but at least have one meal of fish, not just because of the Zmira. So he says the reason is that because the bracha that we learned, though, there are three brachas that are given in Sheshes Shemei Bereishis. The first bracha is Pururu, which was given to the Dagim. So to remember that bracha, the second bracha was the Pururu for man, and the Kedusha of Shabbos, the bracha of Shabbos. So those three brachas, we remember them through the first bracha that was ever given to the world, which was that of, right? So he always tries to be melamed why we do these things. So he says, venerally, al pi masha kasafti kam upon him. I've written about this. Sheyavonim rotu levatel satorah miYisrael. This was the ikar of Chanukah. They wanted to be levatel the Torah. Right, and take away what's the important part of our lives, right? Obviously, the goofs are very important. We hold this way, by the way. This is the famous tshuva. Tshuvas that are always written about turn Friday night into Shabbos. Is it mutter for a person to go ahead and invite them into their house when they know they're driving home? So what would be the heter? The Gemara's heter of a person to be machal Shabbos achas right? If he knows he's going to keep more Shabbosim. So same thing here. If you have the person come to your house, so you know that they're going to hopefully, maybe, they're going to go ahead and keep a lot of Shabbosim. It's not running machloikis. The machloikis we reported before between Lubavitch and Satmar, right? You know the famous story we told before. It's a beautiful story. I'll tell it again if you don't mind. It's the holiday of stories, so you can tell stories. So Lubavitch Rebbe and the Satmar Rebbe, even though they were Hasidim, they didn't exactly see eye to eye in many inyanim. So Satmar Rebbe wrote a tshuva, or a letter, to Lubavitcher Rebbe about this whole mitzvah tanks. And he didn't like this whole idea that the whole zach of the mitzvah tanks is to get the Jewish men to put tefillin on. He didn't understand. Because we learn, there's a halacha, that somebody who's mamish, not shomer Torah mitzvahs, so to teach them how to make brachas when they don't believe in the Ravono Sholam, so you're teaching them a Shavua Shav, Shem Hashem's name out. It's not appropriate. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Bechvoidoi, wrote back, Bechobu the Satmar Rebbe, he says, I don't think you understand what's going on here. He says, I can give you case after case of people who came into one mitzvah and put tefillin on once, they never put it on in their life, or didn't put it on in 13 years, and guess what? That was the path for them to be eaten from. And that's the whole Lubavitcher idea. And you know what? So Frum, when we do Kiruv, we shouldn't define Frum as Shomer Torah Mitzvah 613, because nobody at the table is Shomer Kol Mitzvah Skula anyway. We're not the base of Mikdash, make you feel good. But you know what I'm trying to say. And but the idea is that to get somebody who is not on the derech, a person who's not on the derech, to get him to do one, something more, so that's also it. And even to have a machshava, to go ahead and tell a person, oh, you know, you don't use a razor? Do you know that every time you use a shaver, you're makayim a mitzvah min haTorah of not using a razor? Really? So now the guy, whenever he shaves in the morning, he thinks about this. That's part of it. That was the machlokes here. So they wanted to take away the Torah and the mitzvahs. That's what we're about. The right, he says the chenk shar. This is what already was written about. This neflois b'menorah b'shemen. Of course, also that happened. Remazim lachachma the Torah min haShemayim. Right. So he brings in this maimer also what the menorah signifies. The Torah mitzvahs. We once spoke about the chovas halavavos. His introduction. Rav Aaron always used to love to quote. That the Shamash is the Torah, everything else is the different things that we do through the day, the mathematics and the sciences, everything has to focus on the Torah. We were makabel Torah again. The Mesiras Nefesh of Torah was truly unbelievable. That we knew, Nebuch, Mitzareinu, we know what was happening in that time. It wasn't hunky-dory, it was not at all. People were, we know this, people were having surgeries done because when they would have to go into the Hellenistic Olympian, so you couldn't, they didn't have clothes on. And if you had a makom hamila, if you had a mila, then you couldn't perform. So they were doing mamish surgeries, the tzareinu rabim, so that they wouldn't have the mila. So people were on the terrible, and then when they got the Torah, Baruch Hashem, when they got the Torah back, i.e. when the nes happened, and they were able to hidliku neiros b'chasus kachecha, so this was like an esinas haTorah. V'hine, Eben Gemara tells us, v'shas v'peiches v'mabez, v'shas v'esinas haTorah, v'sinai amdu. What happened? They only had, nu, milchik. B'sinai amdu ha-melachim v'kadoshim b'shemo v'amru. Right, so this is one of the reasons. Because in the Sinat HaTorah, so that's why in Shavuot, it's like Shavuot, and that's one of the reasons. Of course, we have to remember that. That's a very important idea. Minig Avoseinu Torah. And this is a Minig Avoseinu that is Torah. So it's quoted also in a sefer called Shiras Yisrael that he compares I never saw this before. Actually, this is not what I'm going to go to jail over, but this is also something interesting. So it's a sefer I didn't see before that was written, so I have the sefer, I'll bring it here, but the Moedim L'Simcha. Moedim L'Simcha, I think his name was, I forgot his name. Moedim Halacha. A lot of Moedim. This is Moedim L'Simcha, I think his name is, if I'm not mistaken, Sefer. It's an interesting story because I didn't know this before. I saw somebody I know, he's actually a Rosh Yeshiva. So you might know him. He had one of the Svarim out. So he has on all, like every 2 months, he only has a few of them out. So I saw he had a new edition. We were talking about the Sefer. I love the Sefer. It's a beautiful Sefer. Puts different in Yonim, gives you all the different things. And he says, you know, now with the internet, So it's a very interesting story. I hate to say it, but he's a great sefer. But there's a lot of blogs out there. So one of the blogs is the Svarim blog, right? You could spend all day just learning Torah. So one of the Svarim blogs apparently writes that a lot of the articles that he took, that he wrote, he took from other places. So, and they proved it because there were mistakes. Like, you know, this is a typical mistake. When you see this movie, we spoke about, right, with the grid. We spoke about this before, right? Everybody, they didn't copy the Rush, but everybody wrote down what the Rush said, even though they never looked up that there was no Gemara like that. So, right, this is this guy. So they say some of his things. But he quotes over there, a Sefer Shiras Yosef is written by a Rav in Muncie, a Hasidish Rav in Muncie. Listen to what he says, and you'll chuckle a bit. He says that the Yehudis was a tikkun for Chava, right? He says that Yehudas is keneged Chava, and it's a tikkun for the chait of Adam HaRishon. And therefore, she was masak in it, and specifically for us, it's a tikkun for the averus that we've done through the year. That's why we have Chol of Dafka, of the averus that we did through Basar B'Cholof. So specifically, this again, it's a Chassid Shirov from Muncie. So this is something that should be Mefarsim specifically this year. Nebuch, what happened in Muncie that that people should dafka have milk meal to be misaking this. So the Ben Ish Chai writes this. The Ben Ish Chai writes in the Sefer called Asvei Oret. So he writes that an interesting idea. I don't really understand it because that, you know, it doesn't come out very well. But this is what he says. The Ben Ish Chai says the word Cholov is the three mitzvos that the Yevanim took away from us. That was Chodesh, that makes sense. Right? Everybody's like, oh good, Chodesh, Shabbos, how do you do that? This is Shabbos, you take the second letter as the base. And you take the third letter of Mila. So that equals Cholov, if you work it around, the word's Cholov. So he's, let's just pause for a second. This is the Ben Ish Chai talking over here. So besides the fact he's from Baghdad, so we have to be careful, but besides that, this is all up here, Kabbalah. So that was one of the things. So we see the first inyan, as far as having latkes, so I just find it interesting that when it comes to latkes, so latkes isn't as popular as far as minhagim. We take upon what we want to do. What we want to do tonight is that we want to be Lamed Schus on one hand, but we want to try to figure out how everything fits in the scheme of things. So clearly we know the reason why we have oily foods is based on, of course, the Nesos Don al Shemen. It's not so, at least what I saw, it didn't seem so well quoted of why exactly Dafka Latkes. Again, okay, the Al Tahayim, this is they made a special food, Miuchas. Why Gavina wasn't more popular, I'm not sure. Obviously Gavina is oily as well. I saw that written. Interesting though, because there's a lot of songs, songs that came out, not modern day Matzah songs, but songs that came out of Hanukkah. They came out of Hanukkah that were written by already the Rishonim. So there's a song apparently the Eben Ezra wrote. So he wrote a song, and apparently in the song he wrote this idea about Achol Mashamim, that we should eat oily foods. So then they quote Achronim who were very against. They said the Bachrim the Yeshiva shouldn't sing these songs. So that's a different reason. Why is that? So there's an idea, it's an interesting idea that's quoted, and that is about, this really gets to the idea of Drago, and that is the idea of a tremendously, I think, fascinating idea, and that is what used to happen during these 8 days. So there's a minhag that's quoted that we don't know from as well. So it's quoted first about this idea of Misake HaKlipin, that they used to play this game called Klipin. So people think that Klipin is cards. It used to be card games that used to go on, very popular during we know Nipple Nap was very popular. So this is just, listen to this, a very, very interesting idea that's quoted. So the Chavos Yar has a beautiful tshuva in Siman Chof Zion, where he discusses this minhag. And he's very much against this minhag, and he quotes, I got it very excited, I thought it was that our, we quoted in one week, we quoted the grib, so this must be a relative, Rav Shimon Bachrach. So he says, the minhag kodem, so he says, Hanoeg shelo l'schok, right? So we know, Hashanah Rakbi Mechanica, so we know there's an issur of schok of Kalos Rosh during the whole year. So we are not as knowing this, but the truth is that one of the reasons why we break the glass at a chasen is not only Zecher LeMikdash, right? It's the Gemara and Brachos. It was done before Zecher LeMikdash to remind people that we shouldn't, the Olam Hazeh, the meals have to be curtailed. We can't go crazy. We're Jewish people. And certainly without the Beis HaMikdash, our meals have to be, because this is halachas that unfortunately we don't follow as much. To take a plate setting out, to take one of the courses out, right? That's why nobody had salad tonight. To take that out, Zecher LeKorban, right? So we don't do certain things, the Zecher LeKorban. So there were people who had the minhag of no schok. There was no joking around. So this is not interpreted as regular laughing and things like that. This is talking about practical jokes and things of that nature. And therefore he writes, the Chavos Yoreh writes that he, so this was the time that they allowed it. However, it seems that they went too far of a level. He said the truth was is that the original minhag that was quoted, obviously Hanukkah turned out to be very close to a very difficult time for Jewish people in yesteryear, and that was from Chof Hei December until the New Year, right? The 25th day of December until New Year's was a very difficult time for the Jewish people because there were a lot of pogroms during that, the whole week. So that week, so people weren't going to the Bati Midrash, they weren't going to shul as much. So this was the time they were playing with cards. It turned out sometimes it was during the time of Hanukkah, sometimes it wasn't. Many speak against this minhag and say that this was a very incorrect minhag to do this and to gamble and the whole things. So he quotes over here the Mahari Brunei. So he quotes that in his tshuva. So he says this minhag, as I just quoted before, Ochel Mashanim. So he says, what is this? This is going to be allowed. You're going to allow jokes and things of the like. This is awesome. Even though the halacha is, right? The halacha is, this is an important halacha to know. We don't all follow it once. Right? Somebody once asked Rabbi Neuberger what Rabbi Neuberger thought was a hypothetical question, but it was a real question. He asked somebody, what happens if you want to play a joke on, a practical joke on somebody, right? So you take, we all do this as a joke, right? You take somebody's watch away, right? You take it and you return it in a few hours or whatever. The guy's looking around with my watch or so on and so on and so forth. So this is a serious shiloh halacha, if that's considered geneva. It's not a shiloh, it's geneva. That's what it's called, geneva, 100%. If, you know, you guys normally, you know, right, there's a story in yeshiva, or Reisman tells over the story in Tovah Das. There was a story about a kid who they made a joke and they stole his camera. A beautiful camera. And one of the kids stole it. It's a joke because he always, that they were upset that this camera was his life, right? When he had break, that's all he wanted to do, a camera, the whole thing. So they took it. So he thought that it was one of the workers who stole it. And he said, I can't believe it. I'm never going to get it back now. They're not going to return it. It's terrible. Made it a whole fettle, and the guy felt bad. And he returned, of course, the camera. He thought, because they went to call the police. So this kid that stole the camera said, wait a minute, I have a shiloh. He went to ask one of the Rosh Yeshiva, and he said, we know the halacha is if you're meyayish something, if you don't think you're going to get it back, so it doesn't belong to you anymore. So he said, so the camera really belonged to me. So they went back forth in halacha, and Rabbi Reisman said that it could be that it actually does not belong to the original owner. Okay, so that's not allowed. You know, so this person that asked Rabbi Neuberger the question, asked it, why did he ask it? Listen to this. Ready for this one? You're not going to like this, but I'll tell you anyway. It wasn't me, I promise. He wanted to steal a Torah from the shul and return it in 24 hours when somebody noticed that it was missing. And he said that would get them to put locks or an alarm on the Torahs. So that's usher. That would be Geneva. So he says you can't do it. Rabbi Neuberger Potskin, there was usher. He didn't specifically ask about a Torah. Well, so the question is, how far do we go with Schok and Kalas Rosh? So the question is, is this going to go ahead and apply to dreidel? I mean, we're going to go that far and say it applies to dreidel. I mean, that seems to be pushing it. So dreidel, as we know, is a game that originated, I think, we should say, originated with kids. It was a kids' game. So before we get to that, let's just discuss the second thing. When we're talking about kids, where did this whole idea come from? Well, Baruch Hashem will get back to this. Where did this whole idea come from of gifts? Right. So many want to argue that gifts is a Goyish custom, Chukas Akum. This could be a very serious problem. Even though we pass in the Chukas Akum is either us or either because of Snius, that we're not supposed to dress like them because of sneeze reasons, right? Women shouldn't wear red, a bright red. And the other reason is Chukas Akum is because of Avodah Zarah. So many would allow, right, the famous chuvas of allowing the, I think I actually brought the shir that we once gave on Chukas Akum around this time of year, is very important. And so we quoted one of the chuvas that said that when it comes to the, the Maharik has a famous truth about doctors. So there used to be a time where doctors would have to wear a white cape, similar to the white coat now, and that would show cover to doctors. So he wants to know his chukas akam. This goes, there's a whole shiloh with it, with gowns that I want to wear gowns. I told you that birthday party I once went to, and the guy was hocking me. He was not in this town. He was in a different town. So he thinks they're much firmer than us. And he says, he goes, as you will notice, there is no birthday cake today. I said, that's nice. Your daughter is going to be crying. Why is there no birthday cake? Well, you can get a chukas akam. So I said, chukas akam, whatever. I said something, the other line, I won't repeat it. I'm going to jail anyway, but I won't repeat it. So, chukas akam, so the question is that chukas akam? Let's say the reason is, if you go back to tradition, I saw an article like this, I don't think this bothers me to say this, but that it used to be the tradition in Europe, so before they had cheders, so people, you would go to public school, and then they would go afterwards to the cheder. So in public schools this time of year, what was going on? Everybody was getting presents. So what did we do? So is that what we did? We invented it. Or probably the opposite. So where does the whole idea come from? So the truth is that it's very well quoted that the idea of Chanukah gelt. Where does Chanukah gelt come from? So Chanukah gelt is an old minhag that's quoted to go ahead and give the... In fact, we quoted Rechaim Palagi, so in Moi Kochai, so he quotes the idea of giving Chanukah gelt. Why? Again, as we pointed out, this is the holiday of Torah. Originally, Chanukah gelt was given to the Rabbeim, right? This is a very sound minhag, to give the Rabbeim, the teachers of your, to give them gelt, to show the sweetness and the beauty of Torah. This is the holiday of Torah. And therefore, we give them to show the appreciation of Milamat Tinokas. Look, Baruch Hashem, we don't have to go through anymore what we had to do in the time of Yevanim, and that's a very, very well-founded minhag. It quoted in there's a sefer called Al Hanisim. The Al Hanisim is a sefer on Purim and on a rug from Skokie. So, his name is Stender, something like that. So it doesn't make a difference. So he's actually in English now. Feldheim put it out. So I thought he had this stuff on Dreddit. So he tells me he has a few stories about this. Some of the stories are, I won't say, but so about Chanukah gelt. That used to be the Rabbeim, Mamash would look forward to this time of the year, as you can imagine, right? You know, they would get the Baruch Hashem, something would do very well. You know, it's like kip time in camp. So they tell a story about one Rebbe in a famous yeshiva in New York. And so they used to do. You have to do it with cover. You can't just give them, you know, the money. This is always the, what do you do? Do you give them cash? Or do you give them a gift certificate? So my wife is in charge this year in one of the schools that my children go to. And she was in charge of getting a gift certificate. So she said, what do you think we should do? Should we give her cash or should we get like an American Express gift check? So I said, yeah, you should get a gift check. It's more of a cover. Then I found out they're $5 each. And then, you don't think she would, $5 plus you have to pay per gift check. So it was going to cost, let's say, $10 to get all the gift checks. I said, well, you think she wouldn't want the $10? Give us cash. So you, okay, be nice. Give her higher bills, you know, that's okay. So I think she would appreciate that much. Okay, so what they used to do is they used to put it in the svarim of the Rebbe. So the Rebbe would know. First day of Chanukah, he would come in, he would open his sefer, and he'd go, oh, thank you so much. So one year the Rebbe comes in, he says, hey, boys, sit down, we're going to learn. He says, okay, let's, oh, he goes, remember the first day of Chanukah, he was looking, Mamash can't find it. You can see it on his face, he's so upset. This is a Talmud writing, that he saw the Rebbe so upset. He's going like this, you know. Finally he finds it, he goes, oh, now we can continue learning. So he says, is that really the chinuch that we want? Okay. So they tell over a story in the name of one of the Rebbes, I think maybe it was the Satmar Rebbe, just to make it feel good, that's really a Satmar Rebbe. So he had a terrible toothache you'll appreciate the story, twofold. So he had a terrible toothache on, no pun intended, on, I had a few today, two good lines, on Chanukah. So he goes to his dentist, I'm not going to say who, I don't want to insult anybody, he goes to his dentist, and the dentist says, yeah, you have to have your tooth pulled. So he pulls your teeth, yeah, tooth, and so the stomach gives him a prize afterwards from the prize box, and so he says, what do I owe you? I know it's very expensive, what do I owe you? He goes, no, you're my Rebbe, how am I going to charge you my Rebbe? So he's better. He doesn't just give him a discount. He goes, no, the whole thing. He goes, you know what? Consider it my Chanukah gelt. So the Rebbe says, I just hope I don't get the same Chanukah gelt from everybody else. So I'm going to pull my teeth. So, okay. So Chanukah gelt, though, is well quoted. In fact, they quoted the name of the stipler. Tonight's a very special night of Chanukah. I don't know if anybody realizes. The Ulam HaKabbalah, the fifth night of Chanukah, is very special. Different Kabbalistic reasons.
So
the fifth night is usually, right?
Yeah.
Fifth night. Did you ever find out why?
No. Call me back.
Okay, we'll call you back. You'll let us know. I'll put it. If you can by tomorrow, so I can put in the points to ponder. So the fifth night is very special. So some say it's not that it was special. They said the stipler had a minhag to give out Chanukah Geldafka on, right, the kids, so we give it out Dafka on the fifth night. And one of the reasons why is the fifth night is the only night that cannot be on Shabbos. If you ever look in, even I think the art scroll has it, if you look in the art scroll, when it says the Shabbos reading, it says, oh, and if it's Chanukah, here's the reading, it has every other day except the fifth day. Why? Because it can't turn out. So therefore, that was the minute. Oh, there's quote, there's a special day. We said something about Beis Shammah, Beis Hillel, we can't figure out why. Okay. So that was one of the Minhagim. So the question is, does this relate at all to giving gifts? So it could be, we can tie in a very, I think very strongly, that that is the idea why we give kids gifts. We should explain this to them. Right now, since I've given the shiur, my son knows, you could ask my son, you could ask my daughter, why do we give children gifts on Hanukkah? And the answer is, to show the love of Torah. That we should give the gifts to, and say to the kids, the reason why I'm giving you this gift, and it has to be a covetous gift, is because we're giving you the gift to show that we're so proud of you, you're learning Torah, you're learning, it's so beautiful, it's great, you're a Jewish child, that's such a great thing. That's why we give this gift. What if you give them an Xbox or a Wii? So I don't know if that's a tata tata.
Yeah, I was just told about this.
Wow. The Baisai, come on. The Rebbe knows more than the Talmidim. So, all right. It'll be in the points to ponder. So the question is that something that's appropriate? Okay, so we have to define exactly how far it goes. Oh. So as I do, the research I do, so I have an email here that explains what he thinks the original source is of the Chanukah giving presents, is in the Goyisha source. So he quotes in the name of, I believe, one of his Rabbeim, Rabbi Daniel or Daniel Lapian. He is the nephew of the famous Rav Eliezer Lapian, wrote the Michtav Me'Eliyahu. He was a famous Rav, and, right? People might know who he is. So he says like this, since children don't understand the whole idea of Chanukah gelt, so that's why we have to give them presents. Right? If you give a kid, although, you know, it depends what the age is. There's an age where your mom has realized, you know, when we went to our annual Hanukkah party, so all my my wife's aunts and uncles, so they don't have time to go out and buy these toys from Amazing Savings for $3. So instead, all the kids, God Baruch Hashem, do very well. They get a lot of money. So they appreciate that. I try to explain. But a lot of kids, they don't understand. What does this mean? I'd rather have the $1.99 toy than a $20 bill. Why would I want? So he says, so therefore, that's why this became practical. And then he says that it's very interesting in this idea, in the name, that the name Chanukah has several words that melamed us to Chinuch, right? Besides, obviously, Chanukah is Chinuch. And the whole idea of Chanukah, there's a lot of references to money, to commerce, to show the importance of, yeah, money is important when it comes to Torah mitzvahs. And therefore, we see this idea, he goes way back, he goes to the time of Yaakov, but the idea, as we know, is very important. So when we talk about the idea of Ad Tziyotim Regel Menashok, that deals with money, about the difference between, do you have to buy olive oil, so they're talking about money, and how do you know, Asu L'shtamish Behem, right? What does the Gemara say? That you can't count money in front of it. So we see this idea of money is constantly, right? And we see that money has to be used for the proper. So here's a whole Dvar Torah, I don't want to get into it. However, who is this email from? Since you won't believe me. Please tell me who the email is from.
This is Jack.
Read the last name.
Jack Abramoff.
Jack Abramoff.
Jack Abramoff, from my side. I have
the email address.
I have, yes. I have the email address. I have confirmed it is the Jack Abramoff. So he didn't write it this year, I would imagine. And he answered this, somebody asked the question, and he answered this email in the name of this rabbi, and this is what he said. So I hope that the points to ponder, we will not quote him. I don't want to get in trouble, say that this email is going back and forth, did you know him? Okay. So, but interesting, nonetheless, interesting. Okay, now let's get to the focal point. Well, I'm going to spend a few minutes on the focal point, which I believe is the idea of dreidel. So where does dreidel come from? So the Sefer Minhagim of the Chassam Sofer quotes this, and he says, "Ki yom minhag Yisrael l'sachik b'sivivon," right? And he says that his minhag was l'sachik b'sivivon, and he said yom echad v'chanukah, right? He would play one day. They quoted the name of the Klusenberger, that we should be worried. This is Chubas that are written on this, by the way. It's not Masachik the Kubia. So the question is, why is it not Masachik? So I'm going to deal with this. Mishnah Berurah says it's not. The Mishnah Berurah says it's not Masachik the Kubia. We don't have to worry. This is not appropriate. I also saw an article on the internet. Somebody wants to write. This is a terrible thing that we're teaching our kids. Can't get them. Okay, I don't think we have to go so strict. You're using a few pennies, so go so crazy. But the Klusenberger writes that the Gemara says that we don't hold from gambling Masachik Kubia on an Av. On the son that's soymech al shulchan aviv, right? So if a father and son are having a fun game, so they could play with money because that's not considered, it's not his money, so it doesn't really matter. So he says that's the holiday, the Klusenberger says, this is the holiday of Chanukah, Avos Yisrael, to show the love that we have for each individual. Everybody's like in Ki'ilu, is al shulchan aviv. And therefore, we can play this game, Ki'ishachad, it's not a problem. Okay? And then listen to this. This is, I thought, the most unbelievable source. A sefer called the Sifrei Kodesh in the name of the Avnei Nezer. Remarkable. He says the reason is that because we know the halacha is, right? You just told over the case. The case of the person now, they're going to Mesivas Chanukah, they're not going to be home, the whole thing, they come home, it's 11 o'clock. Are you allowed to light at 11 o'clock? What's the answer?
Yes.
Why is it mutter? Oh, depends why.
They're still up in the house.
Exactly. Nowadays, we know, b'tzareinu harabim, we can't be mekayim the mitzvah kitikuno of lighting outside, and therefore, even though we do it by the window, still the presumenisha, ikka presumenisha is the beso, and therefore, what do? We go ahead and we light, right, as you have lit, so we light not showing the outside the right way, showing the inside that everybody should see the presumenisha is in the house. Therefore, the more people in the house, zuft avinazer, the more presumenisha. Therefore, what did they want to do? They wanted to keep the kids up as late as possible. During Hanukkah was a special time. The kids were kept up. Therefore, what would they do to keep them up? What did they do? Read them stories? No, they play games with them. And one of the popular games of the day was called dreidel.
Oh,
okay, fine. And he says that's also where it comes maybe with giving them geld and gifts to keep them up.
What's where dreidel means?
Oh, so that's a very good point. Okay, so I must admit as follows. I must admit that... did anybody see the movie Alice in Wonderland? Well, neither did I. Well, maybe I did, but I don't remember. I'm not going to admit that I did. So in that movie, they play a game. They play a game of top, and like a top, a spinning top, and they have Greek letters on it. And so basically they asked the guy that wrote the movie, and he said the name of it, and it sounded like Top, Triton, something like that. And that game is apparently an old game, Kitarum. That's an old game. And it was a game that they used to play, and it had four sides on it, and they used to gamble, and so on and so forth. So some question whether or not this is Chukas Akam or not. This seems to be a much older game. We know the whole idea of dreidel, which is not really well codified, although there's a Masorah of this. I didn't see it anywhere specifically. The reason why we do dreidel is because that's what they used to play to fake out the Greeks, to think that we were not learning Torah. So that could be true. And it could be, that makes a lot of sense. So of course they were playing something that they played in that day. They didn't make it all, it could be. So if they were playing Rubik's Cube that day, so we would play Rubik's Cube now, because to show that this is the game that they play. There's no problem with that. Listen to this, though. The Tommy Minhagim says something quite fascinating, in my humble opinion. Tam Shemesachim B'Dreidel, Tzivivon B'Chanako, Ubapurim, listen to this connection, Ubapurim with the Rashan, the Grager, is as follows, right? Listen to this. The Chanukah lohaya hisaris milamata rak mimala. Chanukah, the nes of Hatzolah, was only from the Ribono Shelo. Meaning what? This is an interesting idea. According to this idea, there was no true tshuva that was done at that time. As opposed to rak Hashem yisparach barachamav, v'chein nesachim b'dreidel, v'ochsim b'osim mimala. The top, as it's called, you have to grab it from the top to remind yourself that this miracle was done begadlus the Ribbono Shel Olam berachamav, no other reason. But Purim shegozru tzom mesach ve'esu yosu l'rabim v'haisu yisoros milamata. This reminds us of the fact that graga we take from the bottom, and therefore what we take from the bottom to remind ourselves that it was through the tshuva and the tefillah and tzedaka that got us this way. Mamash, I don't know where you would get this from. We get this from a sefer called the Korban Ani. So that's
upside down flip.
Right, this is what I thought. Yeah, no, upside down flip. I guess we'd have Shilas with. So that's what he quotes. I think a very, very, very interesting idea. And therefore he says, this is the difference, a chilek, the ha'oros here, the kudros achron, chilek benusach al hanifim. So he says, Dantos dinam, the kantos nekwasom. He says, echad akriyas megillah nemar harabis rivenu, hadonis dinenu. Right, so he says, Shepurim haya hanes ayidei tefilos Yisrael yadei saris. Right, and therefore it can be in the plural, rivenu. Aval gabe chanukah lo matzino shum esaris klal rak hol shor v'asur nosam aleif. And therefore it's in the plural. There's a rabbanu shalom there. Rabbi Tzuribam is rabbanu shalom, not danis dinenu. That's the difference. An interesting idea. Then we have the halakha of b'nei Yisachar. So he comes out with a great idea. He says as follows. So he says, like this. He says, "V'zeh tovin haminag avasenu Torah." So first, he goes through a very interesting idea. He goes through there's a famous rav, I think it's from Or Sameach, from Sinclair, with Yaakov Usher Sinclair. So he has an article on this. Basically, the words of the B'nai Yisachar. He just adds a little bit the whole idea of the dream that Yaakov had. So that was with the Sulam, the 70 years. So he says that the B'nai Yisachar writes that there are four Malchus that remind us of the dreidel. Babel, Persia, Greece, and Rome. And each of them have their own ideas. And he says that this comes from the Pasuk, Vizos Lihuda. We're going to read in Parshas Vayigos, Vizos Lihuda Shlach Lefonov, Et Yosef, Laharos Lefonov, Gashna. Right? So that when they went to Goshen, it's a very interesting Lashon. Why does it say Gashna? You never see that Lashon. It doesn't say, it should say Lefon of Goshen, right? He says, this is a weird Lashon, he writes. Right? That's where they stayed. That's what kept them out of Yehavis. We'll see another vort of Jack Abramoff, where he quotes this as well. The Beis Yisachar says, first you have Babel. What's Babel? So Babel, as we know, so he gives us the exact dates, the year 587 BCE, so that's when Nebuch, they razed the ground of Nebuchadnezzar and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, right? Beis HaMikdash represents the pipeline between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And there he took away the Nefesh, this is what the Beis Yisachar writes, took away the Nefesh. So that's the Nun. The Nun is for Nefesh. Fine. Then he goes through Persia, Paras Samadai. Paras Samadai, he took away the Guf, right? The body of the Jewish people wanted to kill us. And that is the Gimel. And then Greece, he took away the Seichel, right? So this, the holiday, he tried to take our Seichel away. He tried to say, no. No, be smart. Go to, you don't have to be Jewish. Be Christian. Be do. It's fine. Don't worry about it. It's not going to be a big deal. And of course, we, Baruch Hashem, didn't listen to that. And the time of Rome, so Rome was Ikaret HaKol, right? The kingdom of the beginning, that was the beginning of the end. They took away the Guf, but then furthermore, they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore HaKol is the hay that they took away everything. He says you have all the words, and he writes over here as follows, Zeh Tovin Minag Avaseinu Torah, this Minag Avaseinu that's considered like Torah, Hu Asher HaMinag B'Yimei Chanukah, the Minag of Chanukah Asher Chinuch L'Gula Sida. It's chinuch for us to remind ourselves of Mashiach Zikenu, that they would play Mitzchak HaNeorim B'Tachichos Eitz Muravos Alav Dal Kusov, right? Kusov Chukav, right? The dreidel. We'll see Dafka why he uses the word Eitz. And that has on it the Osios Gashna, right? Gimel Shin Nun Hei Alfred Os Acha Dachol, right on every single side. Okay. So he says, what does it signify? So Kulam Sibios al Americas, right? And to remind ourselves of exactly what this is, that the gematria of Gashna is Mashiach, right? It's the same gematria, right? He writes in here, 358 is the gematria, Mashiach, Gashna, same thing. To remind ourselves that we're not in Golos, that Amir Tashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam, will reveal himself, and the Mashiach, the Kena, will come soon. And therefore, he says, Dafka Noeg V'Yisrael, Dafka B'Tchichas Eitz. This is an interesting idea because I saw Dafka differently. The Hasidic Rebbe's would Dafka not use, some of them would use a special silver dreidel. He said it should be Eitz because in this week's, in Vayigash's HaTorah, we read, V'Ata Ben Adam Kachlecha Eitz, Achad, V'Kosav Alav, Yehuda, so on and so forth. That reminds us of an Eitz. He's talking about the dreidel. It reminds us of, even though we go through Golos, it reminds us of the time of Mashiach. So certainly over here, you see a very interesting idea.
of the dreidel, that it's not just Dom. Some want to say, okay, it's very nice, he was Melamed Schus. No. So he learns out that this is not Melamed Schus. This is Mamish the real thing. And we have to be very careful when we go ahead and take a Minog, and we say, no, I don't know, is it really, you know? No, he says this is the real thing. Okay? So that's some of the ideas. Just to end off, the one of the things I forgot to say, as far as the Melamed Schus on presence as well, so it was as follows. So we said as follows. This is very. I never thought of this idea. Possibly you could say this idea. The Rambam writes in his Loshon in Hilchos Megillah Chanukah Paragimah. If Neze Hitzu Chachamim Sheva Osu Hador Shaita Menorah Hayamim Ma'ila. All right. So Mel Chamisha Asar is you may Simcha V'Hallel Umad Likama Zaneros. Why does the Rambam use the Loshon of Simcha V'Hallel Dafka? So he said, he said as follows. In Hilchos Yontif, he says that there are certain days that you have to have Simcha, Shiva, Shimei Pesach, Shimei Shimei Achah, Kulam, right, Osu Behesped, Evatan, Eschiv, Adam, Lios, Bahem, Simcha. Ketzad, what is Simcha? Halacha Yud Ches in Hilchos Yontif, Perek Vav. Ketzad, Akatanam, Nosim, Lam, Kleos, Ve'gozim. Right? In those days, they gave him candies. Nowadays, maybe a harlot. Noshim konim lem begodim. Tachshitim noyim. Ve'noshim ochim basim shos yayim. Right? We know this famous idea. Zuck, obviously in the name of someone, but Rabbi Soloski said, that could be the idea. If you hold that the Rambam, when he uses the Lashon in Hilchos Chanukah, of Yimei Simcha v'Hallel, maybe he really means Simcha Mamish. And therefore, there's a chiv of men to have a Suda Mamish, a Basar, and Yayin, as we're Kitsikuna we're doing tonight. The women, Tachshitim Noyim, you would have a chiyuv to buy them fancy clothes or Tachshitim Noyim. So, yeah. Wait, I'm sorry. Just so we can go over it again. It says, V'hanoshim konelem begodim v'tachshitov noyim kifi mono. According to your well.
There you go.
Go to Pathmark, put the quarter in. Okay, so so according to that Malamed Schus, if there's a simcha, so what do you have to do for children? How do you show them simcha? You have to buy them toys, right? Okay, Fima Mono, doesn't mean you have to buy them the $700 Wii, but what, okay, that's to be this idea. That's one of the ideas as well. Okay, I thought that was a nice idea. Again, that's more of a Malamed Schus. Finally, just to end off the dreidel, the words of our friend, Rabbi Yaakov. So Rabbi Yaakov Abramov says, again, heard in the name of the Rebbe, Rabbi Lobiyan, Neis Gadol Hayasham. So there's another approach, he says, that this is an interesting idea of Goshna. So we said four Goshna in the Bnei Yisrael, which he didn't really quote here. So he says that what does it mean? Why did they go to Goshen? Because they wanted to, this was the time where Yosef went and showed the distinction of them, right? Shiloh, right? They didn't change Lashonam, Malbusham, right? This is the important idea of Chukas Akam as well. And it's to remind us of the idea of Chanukah. Chanukah is to remind us of the Oro from the darkness. We can live in places that you have different types of lights from different religions, right? I think it's important. I think it's the opposite. Somebody said to me this week, it's great, you know, I went down my street, there's no more Christmas lights. So I think that's terrible. I think it's terrible. And when they have these arguments, you know, about the town hall, should we put the menorah in or not put the menorah in? No, I think they should put the menorah in. Because we have to remind ourselves what we're going through. We're in Golos, Rabbi Yisai. The goal of Golos is not to have every single street not to have Christmas lights. 100% not. The goal is to remind ourselves where we are, why we're being punished. Yeah, we're living in Mazakhuism. Ain't a Hanamu. We should all live in Eretz Yisrael. That's the appropriate place to live, and you don't have to deal with that, except you can go to the Y over there. They always have the Christmas lights every year. But besides that, yeah, okay, so you want to put a Chanukah menorah, it's not the worst thing in the world, but you understand my idea. Yeah, to remind ourselves, yeah, it's a big joke, the separation of church and state. When they can call a Christmas tree a holiday tree, so you know there's something that's going on. So he says this Oira, but there's still the Or, there's still the reminder, okay, the Or of the Torah, this is reminding us of what we are. But Grace, I think hopefully you got as much Hanoi as I did out of this year to show the idea of Chanukah and the importance of Minhagim. To just remind ourselves of the importance of Minhagim, as we said before, the Sefer Minhagim writes as many Sefer Minhagim, Minhag Yisrael Ketorah, the Bnei Sosfer said. And we have to remind ourselves that Minhagim are very important, and we shouldn't just go ahead and say, we should spend time, everybody, right, you have a few more nights. sit down and play Dreidel with your kids. I don't care how old your kids are, right? You play with them. You say, no, this is important. Let me explain to you why this is important. It's not chukas ha'akum. And when you give them a present, you remind them why you're giving them a present. And when you're eating the latkes, you say, no, this is why I'm eating latkes. This is all part of the importance. But what's the ikkar? The ikkar is the pashut. It's pashut. The Mishnah Berurah says this. The ikkar of Chanukah is to sit and learn Torah. And the reason why so many people were upset, like, I didn't really understand the first line that we quoted, it's a shudas rishus. So we eat shudas rishus every single day. Why are we so bothered? Because to take a holiday that's round around Torah and to waste kibyochel, to waste time, it is wasting time, and to sit at meals for hours and hours on end, oh, Mesivas Chanukah, and not to have a Tavar Torah, not to do anything, that's not appropriate. That's not what Chanukah is about. It's, so the Mishnah Berurah writes, you have to increase your learning of Torah during Chanukah to give thanks to the Ribono Shel Olam for keeping us alive and us not converting. And Baruch Hashem, yes, we should give a Torah to the nation that we live in, and the time of Chanukah mamish, to say that we're able to sit and learn Torah, and we have mamish no restrictions whatsoever, right, to the point where we can even park our cars overnight on certain nights, just so to show this, right? That is the Torah. In Mitzvah Hashem, we should take the words, the important words of the Bnei Yitzchak very, very seriously, and remind ourselves that the Gashana, the Gimel, Shin, Nun, and He is the same Gematria 358 of Mashiach. This is the holiday also of Mashiach. This holiday reminds ourselves that even though we're going through the dead of winter, it's going to be starting shortly. Trust me, it's going to start soon. So that dead of winter, there's a Purim that's coming around, and there's a Pesach. All is going to be well, and Mirsa Hashem, just like the Jews had the great sacrifices that they met, so they were able to accomplish them. Also, Ayidu Ma'isa Oru V'Simcha. Soon will be the Oru V'Simcha of Mashiach Tzidkenu V'Meheru V'Yameinu. Rabbi Chanan Ben Akash Omer, Rasa L'Kodesh Baruch Nizakas, Zilu V'Yechem Nehem Torah Mishra Shem, Radhi Noi, Chod Beit Zaman Tziko, Gagdil, Toru V'Yadir. Ich bin der Mann, der